In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, welcome to In the Loop. Before we get going here, we want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline. Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline is engineered to provide better gas mileage, lower emissions, and improve engine responsiveness with 7 key ingredients. Stop by your nearest Exxon or Mobil station today to experience Synergy Gasoline. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast on a post-Labor Day Tuesday. Zloop, this time of year, I'm optimistic. People are lamenting the end of summer. I'm embracing the beginning of fall. You know?
Fall's the best season. I think I say that every season, though.
You think you say every season is the best season?
You got to find the good in a season.
So you learn to appreciate them all.
But fall, I mean, we got football.
Clue, your first college football weekend in earnest. How did you feel about it?
I loved it. I love how college football gets center stage Labor Day weekend. And I think it, for the most part, lived up to the hype. I would say the most exciting games actually took place Sunday night, not on Saturday. So a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Excited to discuss.
And the NFL season is upon us, Z-Loop.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Tomorrow night, for those of you listening Wednesday, Chiefs, Pats. Portnoy's got his loonies out in Foxborough.
Gloop, what do you think of the towel situation?
The torches will be on fire and Goodell will be in the middle. So, look.
How much do you think that's on his radar? Big time?
They have to be trying to figure out how to play it.
I bet there is a situation room. Fully operational, like 20 hours a day, devoted solely to this thing.
Alex and I were talking about this yesterday or 2 days ago, and it was just like, with Barstool, whenever you think you have the upper hand, they're always winning.
It's because it's an army. They'll follow him blindly.
So whatever they do, so if they stop them from bringing the towels into the stadium, they'll still ultimately lose, right? Yeah. And if they let them bring the towels into the stadium, they lose. So they're in a tight spot here.
They put themselves in win-win situations very well.
It can't get any worse than last year, though. The glory ride that was Brady's suspension and then Goodell handing him the trophy after a 28-3 comeback.
I mean,
Chris, what more revenge do you want?
There are going to be 70,000 towels with Goodell's face dressed as a clown.
Do you think if he issued a formal apology?
I think he should just go on one of their shows. Go on Pardon My Take, Mea Culpa, same thing with J.J. Watt, and just move on because he's never going to win this thing.
Do you think one interview with Pardon My Take would absolve him before, like, all Pats fans?
If he was able to go on Pardon My Take and be self-deprecating, which I don't know if Goodell has in his bag of tricks, I think he could change things, but he'd have to really go on there and do well from a personality standpoint.
Dude, if he says for them to lay down, they lay down. Like
bend the knee.
They would bend the knee if they had to.
They do.
But Alex and I were talking about this. Are they allowed to bring these things into the stadium? Are people just going to stuff them down their briefs? I mean, is that the move?
Chris,
I guess.
Yes, you stuff.
So you've
never brought an illegal towel into a game before?
And Zach, I'll ask you this.
It's like bringing snacks into a movie theater.
Is it going to be discussed on the telecast? Like, are Michaels and Collinsworth going to be
Dude,
like, yeah,
I think it depends on how blatant and how 70, many of them are.
70,000 of them, you know?
They're producing 70,000. How many do you think make it into the stadium?
They're not going to be letting people, like, hand those outside the stadium.
Well, no, they're handing them out at neutral off-stadium sites. And apparently, like, they got the wink and the nod from the Crafts.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He has the validation from the owner of the team. How emboldened would you feel if you had the relationship he does with Kraft?
Right, because then you ultimately know I'm not going to get sued over this. You know, like, so worst case, people get them taken away, but he's not going to get in any trouble. Barstool's not going to get reprimand.
It makes that game much more interesting.
I'm more interested in this towel situation than I am in the game. The Patriots will probably win by 14.
100%.
It'd be great if the Chiefs won.
And Zach, the country club sports delivering lately.
Poof. Well, you know I love the tennis season, dude.
US Open tennis, FedEx Cup and golf. We're going. Juan Martin and Federer, a little dance in the evening session.
Quarterfinals.
If you're listening to this, it was probably the match of the century.
Or it's tonight.
Enjoy the match. Clue, they've gone toe-to-toe before. Juan Martin has taken him down.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Juan Martin looks coming off that epic five-setter he won on Monday night at the grandstand court.
That was nuts.
I expect Feds to roll.
I mean, it's best case for Feds. A Juan Martín coming off five sets. Like, if you had asked him what was the result of that previous match going to be. Like, if Team had won in straight sets, I think I would have thought he'd be in trouble. But
he's sick as a dog, too. See how red his
or
nose
is
was?
Or is he, dude?
No,
or
he's sick.
He? That and could he, be makeup.
And he lumbers around back there. That was quite a scene on the grandstand, Clue. Pretty emotional for the Argentine.
Yeah, it was exciting stuff. I mean, the U.S. Open is delivered big time. We got a potential Nadal-Federer semifinal Friday night at Arthur Ashe Stadium, which would be awesome. They've never played there before. So
Sloop, I think, is in play for this match.
Yeah, I'm going.
Am
you
I hearing
aren't.
That correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know how that really slipped through the cracks.
They like me best, dude.
Were you going to say anything? Kloop's like previewing the match. You know you're going.
Yeah, I was about to come clean.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not going
to
be
You were
here.
About to come clean?
Yeah.
You didn't look like a guy about to come clean about anything. You look like a guy
I was
sitting on a lie.
I was thinking about it.
I was staring at him, Kloop. He's sitting on this lie. Like, yeah, I know I'm going. I'm the only one going.
And you knew I knew.
Him, mom, and dad, Chris.
That's awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun for them. I'm
match
not going to be
century,
here.
Huh,
Rublev versus
match
Del Potro.
Match of the century, huh, man?
Can't wait.
I'm pumped for you, dude. I'm really pumped for you. Hey, if Sam Querrey wins the Open, we are going to buy Majorca, Chris, with Zach's winnings.
That's true.
So that could be a
I told one special
us.
Listener that he gets to spend it all.
Wow.
You know
if,
who you are.
If you're out there, enjoy. Clue, speaking of Majorca, you're going to the Majorca of the South this weekend in Georgia. And you're going into, as you do every fall, the eye of a Category 5 hurricane.
The same thing happened last year.
Every hurricane season, you pack up and you head southeast into the eye of a storm, man.
I'm going to explain to you two things that'll make this easier. First of all, it's hurricane season. So
period.
This is when the hurricanes come.
Yes, you
Second
knew this
of all,
going in.
I went to Sea Island, Georgia last year for Labor Day. It was perfect. Perfect weather, not perfect.
You loved it. You really loved it.
I loved it. I loved it down there. So I'm
It exceeded
on...
every expectation of yours. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's right. Sea Island is fantastic. Yeah,
I remember him coming back. He was glowing.
You can go back to Sea Island? I think so.
Yeah, it was absolutely... I know what you guys are doing. It's not really that funny.
Short sleeve button down.
Yeah, keep rolling. This week, now I have to monitor Hurricane Irma because I'm headed back down to the south, going to Hilton Head and Savannah this week. A little romantic getaway with the lady.
Shout out.
Sunsets, oysters. You know the drill.
Sunsets and oysters.
Yeah, you know the drill.
You
and
are the
The oysters are good
romance,
in Georgia.
My friend.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be very romantic unless, you know, we get hit with a storm. But it's brutal. Monitoring weather,
yeah.
Especially when it's this far out,
yeah.
And you, like, there's nothing you can do.
You're looking at the models.
So we have our flights, we have our hotels, whatever, and all you can do is just look at the weather, and at this point, we have no idea, but it looks decent. I don't know. We'll see.
It
this is what
like
happened last year, dude, and it worked out good. It's going to work out again.
This worse. I don't know.
Or well, yes, you do because of the good weather
The path
last
of
year.
This storm is only going to hit, it's not going to hit until next week.
No,
so.
You just, hey, it could take a hard right. You know, it could head to Florida and just head right.
But
that's what you got to
hope think
for.
About, I mean, obviously what's going on in Houston is awful, but you do think about just when you live in these places that are constantly under threat. Like, the worst thing that we get here in the Northeast is snow, but they just always have to worry about this stressful stuff.
Florida seems as well prepared as a state can be, you know? But,
sure.
Yeah, like, I remember visiting University of Miami, and all their dorms are completely
hurricane-proof
with these really, really legit hurricane windows.
So, Clue, you're still planning on going?
100%, yeah.
I remember doing this segment last year where we talked about Clue's migration.
Right, and last year what happened is that it missed us and it came east, and I had great weather the whole time. So
you had the last laugh last
year. I'm planning on going unless...
Dude, I feel like regression. You might get hammered.
Yeah,
yeah. So
you're
I'm not going to go...
Loss.
Right. I'm not going to go. I'm extremely frustrated about this, so you guys needling me isn't great, but I'm not going to go
We're
if it's like
for you,
right in the eye of the storm. But
no, the eye is good.
How
the
much
eye
of concern is, there on the part of other parties here?
Probably not as much.
Not as much.
No.
You're concerned about... Like, the inconvenience that this poses.
I mean, concerned that obviously I'm not as concerned. Like, I don't want to act like I'm more concerned than somebody who actually lives in these places. But I'm just like, it'd be annoying to waste money on a vacation that you can't go on.
This is your thing. Georgia in September, baby.
You love it, dude.
Every year, last 29. haven't missed one fall in Georgia.
Zach, week removed from Thrones. But I haven't,
week and a half.
I haven't really talked to you about it.
Go ahead.
How did you feel about it as a finale?
Loved it.
You did?
Yeah.
A plus?
No, I'm not giving you an A plus, dude.
Solid A.
A pluses don't exist for all of us. You went to college. Yeah, 93.
Kloop?
Yeah, it was good.
You really
but
liked
I'm past it.
I mean, the scene in the Coliseum type deal was unreal. Everything you wanted. You had the Clegane standoff. You had the Greyjoy just getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, you had everyone.
Except the salts up north. So I thought that scene delivered. But I don't know. I thought you find out the real truth
about John. I mean, like, we all knew that.
I feel like a lot of
him
those
and Cersei hook
were...
up, dude. While you're learning that she's his aunt.
You mean Daenerys?
Daenerys, yeah.
That delivered for you?
Yeah, I loved it.
On all fronts?
Might not get it till 2019.
The next season?
Yeah. Alex, you were hoping for another angle there on the lovemaking scene, right?
No. Yeah. I think Snow doesn't care when he finds out.
I think he does.
You think he cares ultimately when he finds out that she's his aunt?
Yeah. He's a man of the law.
Chris,
he's Ned's son at the end of the day.
Chris, you think he's going to back off once Bran tells him?
Look, if I was him, I would tell Bran to just keep it to himself or I would kill him. Like, Jon Snow's finally getting, like, the primo girl and Bran's going to fuck it up with his Third Eye Raven nonsense. It's like,
dude, none of this is gonna matter when the Night King comes.
That's true, Kloop. When your
with
boy
the Night
comes
Dragon,
Westeros,
with the White Dragon.
I was on the Night King so early. I feel great. It's like getting Microsoft in the '80s.
You're heading into season 8. I think it is next season.
Yep. The Army of the Dead
still
will
very
occupy.
Bullish on the Army of the Dead.
It took him 3 minutes to kill one dragon. Yeah. He'll kill the other two in 5 minutes, and then he'll have all the dragons. And then see you later.
All he needs is two spears.
I want a little more from the Night King, though. Like conversation. Like, I want to get it. I want to get under the mask a little bit. What makes him tick.
I want to know, you know, there's no actor, obviously. He's CGI. I want to know the guy that makes the Night King. I want to see the man behind the Night King.
That's you. You're a newsman. You like to know about the guy behind the guy.
Yeah, you might not get it till 2019, dude.
That's ridiculous. Why? Because that's R.R. Martin's pace?
No, it's not even that. I think it has to do with how long production takes, and they need the weather to be, like, perfect when they film.
Are they filming
it? I know how
it?
That can be.
Yet?
I don't know, dude. Stop asking questions.
If they're not filming it yet,
I heard fall 2018 trouble. Or early 2019.
Not good. Kloop, you're going to have a little TV preview, fall TV preview
coming up
later.
Don't worry about Game of Thrones, because I will be telling you, I will be pitching you real and fake television pilots for fall 2017.
That's big.
You have fake ones,
people
too?
Love this. Yeah.
I thought we were all real today.
No, we have to pick.
No, you guys have to pick. This is my game.
Is Kevin James involved in this?
Well, no, because it's not a pilot.
Oh, this is strictly pilots.
This is strictly pilots, because if I did shows that are already out...
That wouldn't be...
Yeah,
that would
it wouldn't,
be too easy.
It wouldn't land, I got it. As we say in comedy. And I know comedy.
Larry David
knows comedy. He thinks I'm funny.
There
I know comedy.
It was. Much more coming up on In the Loop, but first this from ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. One more time, to try for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. All right, Clue. Bama, Florida State, number one, rolls the number three team in the nation. Let's begin there. What does it tell you about the landscape in general?
Well, I was trying to think just in general about how to unpack the first weekend of college football. And, like, that game went pretty much like a lot of Bama games go. You know, they didn't do anything insanely impressive. They were just better. And if you make mistakes like Florida State did, fumbling the kickoff, getting punts blocked, you have no chance against them. Do you know what I mean? So as impressive as Bama was, it was pretty much par for the course for what this team has been the last couple years.
Typical Bama win. I mean, Hurts looks and seems irrelevant in the scheme of their team, but eventually there will come a time when he needs to make plays for them to win a title.
I agree with that, right? So that's the thing you would have expected. Although here's the deal with Bama. They can run the ball every time and still be effective. So how good does Hurts really have to be? Because you really didn't see any improvement from him specifically in this Florida State game from last season. He kind of throws it if somebody's really open, but he's usually looking to run.
And so disappointing about Francois.
Bye-bye.
Terrible for college football, you know?
Awful. He looked so good. They looked like the better team in the first half.
They were going to be a really fun team to watch all year with him. It's really, really, really bad for the sport, I think, Chris.
Right. From a takeaway standpoint, as far as the biggest reverberating thing that happened over the weekend, it's the Francois injury. You're looking at a college football Final Four favorite. Even with the loss to Bama, they still would have been, you know, had a great
opportunity.
Nobody
can beat them in the ACC.
To get there, yeah, absolutely. And now with Francois out, you just have to look at that team. They're going to bring in a true freshman to start.
They're done.
So
they're done.
I think their defense will keep them in games, but are they going to be able to beat Clemson? Who knows?
They're not
I don't
going
think
to the Final
so.
Four anymore.
Zach, you're a doctor. You're a knee guy.
Kaboom.
What did you see? Did you see kaboom?
No, I thought it was a weird one, dude. Because you see it when you cut.
Yes.
You see it buckle.
It wasn't a cut.
That
it
was went into
like
the
a,
ground. Yeah, it was strange. I didn't think he was going to like have torn a muscle.
Season ender.
Zach, let me ask you this. Why would you play? Is there value in playing Alabama in these season openers? They're 11-0 in these season opening games. And there's a good chance they're going to hurt you.
But the thing is, like you were saying about Florida State, it kind of gives them a... Like, if they win, it's this big, huge win, and then they can afford a loss, probably, and still get there. And if they lose, then they know they can still run the table and get there. Whereas if they don't play them and lose, maybe they don't get there.
I get what you're saying there. It just seems like Bama is a step... All of these teams, you expect to see a little bit of a growing pain week one. Bama, it just every year they seem to be ahead of the curve.
Well, dude, also,
if
you're
going to
let them block your kicks and punts, too, it's way harder to win.
I agree, but last year they beat USC 52-6 or 52-3. You know, they've been great in these opening games.
What is the Saban calculation in scheduling a game like that first week?
We're going to maul the other team.
We're just going to destroy you.
Like, they don't care.
We're going to run you over.
And if we, by some happenstance, if we lose, we're probably still going to run the table. And we can take another loss in the SEC. Like, the SEC now for Bama is not... I would say it's easier for Bama to navigate their schedule than it is for a team like Michigan or Ohio State to navigate the Big Ten.
I agree with that. I think. I mean, they're just... They're so tough. The defense is so good, you know?
But you can see that there are flaws. Like, they can definitely lose a big game. They dominated on special teams. They got turnovers. They don't do anything that you're like, wow.
If Hurts,
Clemson did, and that's why they lost last year.
If Hurts is still unable to make throws down the field, they are going to be put in difficult positions. Not against the majority of the teams they play, but when they play the really good teams, that will be a factor.
Kloop, Tom Herman, your boy, the Subway man, the salami
the king
eater,
of pastrami.
The pastrami king who got fired from a Subway for stealing the pastrami, your boy, gets his doors blown off in a home opener against the Terps.
Okay.
Texas football is dead.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. So...
It's dead.
First of all, he is my boy. I think Herman is a genius.
No, I agree. I think
it's clear that he's not.
I'm in on Herman over 5 year span.
So, what did people expect though? Here, I obviously you expect to beat Maryland in a home opener. I
you hope to not give up 50 points against.
That's what
Maryland,
I was going
to
say. One of those.
That would
things.
Be the hope, right?
You know?
But how much can you really expect different on that for Texas? In, you know, 6 months just with a new coach. This is going to take some time to rebuild that team, and you see that Herman might not be just a pure miracle worker where he can make it happen overnight.
Do people in Texas still think that program is what it was?
Yes.
Is there's an illusion there, a delusion that they are like Alabama
not
in Texas?
This week, dude. Not anymore.
No, not after... But I just mean... in terms of expectations, Chris?
I think in terms of expectations, they are right there with Alabama, and a lot of that just has to do with the tradition, and it has to do with the amount of money that just pours into that program. Each player has like a 32-inch LCD screen picture of themselves in their locker. Like, they are top-class everything, and they must be looking around like, why can we not get to that level? I think Herman eventually brings them back to to a really good team, but it's going to take
some
time.
That seems like a really stupid waste of money, all those TVs.
I know. Money's pouring into that program.
It's just a picture of themselves?
Out of that program, and they can't put a winning team on the field. It's hard to remember a time they were good.
Well, they made the championship game in 2008 or 2009 with Colt McCoy.
When Colt got hurt.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a bad day for Colt.
I'll give you Colt McCoy. Yeah, that sucked.
That sucked.
That was kaboom.
That was kaboom.
To me, the biggest takeaway is the Michigan-Florida game.
All right, let's talk about it.
Michigan loses. Everyone's talking about how many guys they lost on defense, blah, 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 and they hammered Florida in that game. I don't care what the final score is. There were two pick sixes on the Florida side of the ball. Michigan is for real, and if anything, it doesn't look like they've taken a step back. It looks like Harbaugh's got all of his recruits on the field now, and they can really play.
Once Wilton Spate stopped throwing touchdowns to the other jersey, they were very good.
I think it's going to be Ohio State and them in the playoff again.
In the playoff?
Four of them, yeah, and out of the four.
I like that.
I think they were really impressive, man. Florida just can't figure out
how
to
score. You don't
want
to play Michigan, dude.
Florida can't figure out how to play offense.
That's a problem.
You know, it's really a problem. They would be good if they had
an offense.
An offense that could move the ball at all.
When your defense scores more than the offense, you lose.
Since Will Grier got suspended for the steroid thing or the performance-enhancing thing, they have not been able to figure out the quarterback position. If you can't do that, it's going to be very tough to win.
Yeah, I see. It's hard for me to see a scenario in which they're not in it. That's a week one hot take, but I think Michigan's going to be right there.
That stood out the most in week one. Like, yeah, Bama, okay, they beat Florida State. You kind of expected them to beat Florida State. A lot of these games were exciting, but as far as trying to figure out who a team is, Michigan showed me the most this week.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, what it stood out to me most is that I have no idea, like, when these teams are playing each other. Like, when Texas A&M was winning, I was like, are they really good? Does UCLA just suck? Like, it's so hard to tell. Like, am I really supposed to be impressed with what Zach Rosen did?
No, you're not. I was going to bring up Rosen next. I mean, if you go back and watch.
He was getting pummeled in the first half.
Yeah, he took a beating, but he threw two TDs that should have been picks.
We're so lucky.
That were picks like 90 times.
Kevin Sumlin should be fired.
Some people agree with you on that. Did you see the guy on the board?
Yeah,
one of the guys on the board took to Facebook and is just basically saying, fire someone.
Well,
that's tough for me.
If you're a recruit, you're like, oh, this is good. This is a healthy.
Well, Sumlin hurts himself because of the success they had initially with Manziel, right? So Texas A&M was like a decent team for such a long time. Then they had this spike because of Johnny Football, and they haven't been able to get back to that level. I'm not sure if it's Sumlin's fault, but he's going to get canned at the end of this.
You can't blow a 34-point lead in the third quarter.
You can't. If their quarterback doesn't get hurt in that game, they don't lose the game. And to Zach's point, that was, yes, it was an amazing comeback. What did you learn about either team? I still have no clue.
They both probably suck.
They had the cane out. They had that walking stick, you know? The props were out and about, Clue. You had the Tennessee had the trash can. They were flying around with some trash can. The kid at the U.
Yeah, you got to get the ball to clean up the trash.
The kid at the U was wearing the chain. And what team is it with the belt? One of the, I forget. One of these teams has a WWE.
We'll tweet it out.
Tweet it out. God, I got to think of that. It's really going to annoy me. It's Ole Miss. Ole Miss, yeah. I don't know what
so
it is.
So you summed up all the props.
Yeah, I just summed up all the props.
That was good.
It occurred to me that there were a lot.
Kloop, how'd you feel about that?
It was good. I agree with it.
So, wait, talk to me about Rosen quickly, Kloop, because we talked about him heading into week one, all the hype, the comments about the NCAA, Darnold, Rosen, the dichotomy, and despite what we just said about the two TDs that should have been picks, putting that aside, heroics.
Look,
one.
Yeah, he lit it up, man, and Rosen has I think, capability to be great. But if you're going to tell me you're a Rosen guy, if you're going to tell me you like Sam Darnold as the number one quarterback last week, but because he threw two interceptions against Western Michigan and Rosen had this great comeback, that you've changed your mind.
No, like, I think Darnold played better than the stat line, too. Like, yeah, he looks solid.
Give me Darnold, dude.
Give me Darnold after week one.
Every day of the week,
of course.
If you went by halftime of the UCLA game, you know, A&M is back, Rosen's a fraud, Sam Darnold after the halftime of the Western Michigan game is a fraud. It's like this. We don't have enough information, really, to make any sort of real judgments after week one.
I got some nervous texts from a couple USC fans in that game after the first half.
Right, and they won by a ton.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day.
First a lot of scoring jitters. In that fourth
Same
quarter.
Same thing happened in the Ohio State game. Like, it's not easy to come out and be this, and just, be yeah, a huge and favorite week team. One and yeah. just win, like, 56-0.
We talked about it. Like, you get no preseason. You're just
And
playing.
You have to figure out what the other team's doing. And then
that's
adjust.
Why Kevin Sumlin should be fired. That's
Zach calling for
Sumlin's
head. I
mean, that was
head.
Horrifying
yeah.
to watch.
Yeah, I know. And the guy. I mean, the Facebook.
You're
post,
watching and you're like, this. They are going to lose by one eventually if you keep going 3.5 and then letting them score.
You're doing the math in your
yeah,
head.
That last throw he made was money, though. He dropped it. That was perfect.
Last
it was a
thing,
great play.
Last thing, college football. Don't play a triple option team week one. Just don't do it. Like,
why?
I would blackball Navy and Georgia Tech from the schedule. I just wouldn't
have
play
you
them.
Ever
I
bet cannot... against either. Have
yes,
you ever,
I did
you
last
have.
Night, and I learned that you shouldn't.
Chris, never bet against Navy or Georgia Tech.
You know what? Don't tell me that.
You got
you
the five
trust
running
me,
backs. You got two balls out there. Those teams are unbeatable.
Dude, I cannot believe, thinking back on that game last night, that Tennessee won. It's shocking.
Well, they were outgained by like 300 yards.
Probably,
the only way that they were able to stop the triple option was a prayer fumbles.
I had been thinking that watching the game. Like, somebody's going to need to punch the ball out or they're going to lose. If you get 8 yards every time, you lose.
Mike Golic Jr. tweeted out last night, and this is just so, I mean, going back to our Game of Thrones conversation, that the triple option is the army of the dead.
It's just so, like, just, the quarterback wow. spins. You got one guy in motion when it's while the ball's being hiked. Quarterback spins one way.
Why play a triple option team? It doesn't prepare you at all for anything else that
fans,
you're going to do
the
rest the of the year.
Fans aren't going to
like
it.
They prepare. Yeah, exactly. The game isn't fun to watch. You prepare for it all off season, and they run it down your throat.
Tennessee got so lucky.
They turn it into a different sport.
It's not football.
And then
it's closer to rugby than it is.
And then next week, what do? You're like, okay, I got to learn how to play defense again.
Stay in your lane, Kiffin. Grinds Navy out, Chris, until 2 a.m. and give some wagers a heart attack late into the night. You think Lane, do you think it was his strategy to take it to 2 a.m.?
So there's three lightning delays. They're down 22.
Do you think Lane has a headset on, like he's coordinating with some weather guy that's making him call it?
Loop and I were following this. I forgot to bring this up. We had a sleepover.
Yeah, Zach slept in my apartment. We're following it closely, and basically, they're Navy's up 22. If you're playing Florida Atlantic, which, you know, some people were, you're getting about 10.5. You're screwed. Except if they cancel the game.
And on the other hand, if you're playing Navy, you're given 11. You're feeling good.
You're feeling great. And apparently both ADs have to agree to cancel a non-conference game.
Yes.
So Navy's like, we're ready to go. It's like 2 a.m. and Lane is like, no. I just figured out how to win.
Yeah. And he said, if we're going to get the 2-point conversion and then like blah, blah, blah. First play, they get a QB keeper stuffed on the 2-point.
Meanwhile, first play is kicking off at about 3 a.m.
Yeah, that game ended about 2:30 Eastern time.
Did you take it all the way, Chris?
No, but another one of us did.
Zach, you watch it?
I watched a 2-point conversion.
Oh, okay. Let's leave college there. Chris, NFL, you wanted to do 2 overs, 1 under each for the
That's
season
not gonna
win
fly
totals.
With me.
Zach wants under the whole league. I told him mathematically the whole league can't be under.
I got 2 unders, 1 over. That's fair. Clue?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Let's just go back and forth. I mean, we did so much on college football. We got the fall TV preview to get to.
Yeah,
you know,
we really do have to hurry up and get to the fall TV.
And Zach's
preview.
Got a fantasy draft coming up. So.
That's true, dude.
Well, are you a commissioner, vice
yeah,
commissioner?
Yeah, it's a very complicated league.
You are. You're not the Google commissioner of any league, but you are the vice chairman of basically everyone you're in.
I am the commissioner
because
of the
that's where you pull the strings from.
Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah, you gotta have a man on the inside, and that's me.
Chris, he looks for an edge. He's not doing it out of the goodness of his heart. he's looking for an edge in these leagues, so he has input.
So
that's why I don't play in leagues against him.
You, Chris, for listeners out there who think he's joking, Chris will not play in a league that Zach is in.
It's not me, dude. It's I got a guy
I
behind the scenes.
I won't play in a league with people who are trying to outwork you. I just won't do it.
And I got a guy.
I don't need a second job.
I got a guy who will get in the mud. He'll be on the waiver wire at 3 a.m.
I don't want to play against the guys who are stalking waiver wires, who are boatloading IR, they're backloading IR plays. Like, I'm just not doing it.
I got to lie to this kid. His name's Alex. I have to lie to him, pretend like I know what he's talking about, and I just am like, yeah, dude, go with your heart.
I am crying. This is, yeah, this is...
this one, I'm actually
the world we live in, Chris.
It's not fun.
This is the world we live in, where he is Bane, and we are his prisoners.
I agree.
The world of fantasy. Okay, do you want to kick us off here, NFL over-unders?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you who my overs are to start.
Okay, cool.
I got Zach's crew in Green Bay over 10.
Wow, cool.
And my thought there is just, like, in their division, I just don't feel like they're challenged. Like, you play how many divisional games, Zach? Help me out here.
You play six.
You play six divisional games. The Lions, the Vikings.
The Bears.
The Bears, okay? Like, I just think, give me Rodgers, give me 10 wins.
You just need him to stay healthy.
If Rodgers stays healthy, I think you get to 11. And there's a big one week one against Seattle.
They'll get that, too.
I got the Jets over 3.5.
I knew you were going to have the Jets.
All right, and I'll tell you why. First of all, is there anything better than having a win total that low where all you need is two wins in October, you start feeling yourself?
I wonder when the last time there was a win total that low in
New York. I think the Browns last year were pretty low,
too. I don't agree with you there, for the record.
Okay, so my concern with Jets in 3.5 is that they don't want to win.
Yeah,
which
that's what I was
going to say. They absolutely don't want to win.
But the thing in football, Alex,
the players do.
The players are playing on short-term deals. Like, they are non-guaranteed contracts. So even if the organization is putting them in a position, they're still going to go out and try. In week one, they play the Bills, who are starting Nathan Peterman. I bet you're asking yourself, who is that? He quarterbacked Pitt last year, and I don't know. They could win that game, and then all you need is three more.
You're not in love with Peterman?
I'm on the other side of that clip, for the record.
What, you're a Peterman guy?
No, I'm the other side of the Jets.
you're a Peterman guy?
You're a loyal Peterman man?
I got them at two wins.
Dude, 3.5, and then all of a sudden you're counting your
four
money.
Sounds like a miracle. That's a win a month.
Maybe
think about how much joy that is
for Jets.
You
get the Patriots late. They're not playing anyone.
They
pounded
them.
Yeah, they roll at MetLife. So anyway, those are my two overs. Zach, go ahead.
Oh, I only have one over.
Okay, play
it. Giants, 8.5.
Oh,
you guys
kind of washing
team.
Each other's hands here. If you
I don't like
I mean.
Any of the overs for the record, but Alex told me if I picked the whole league under, I would lose.
Or go 50-50. I don't know.
I'm not sure that's true.
I don't know how the math
yeah,
plays
we got to do the math. Giants, I don't know. I feel like they're going to go 9-7.
Cards over 8.5, Cloop. Love Carson to stay healthy. You know I hate the rest of that division.
Always have.
You hate the West.
Next over, Buccaneers on the Jameis train. Sold me in Hard Knocks.
Over the
8.5. I think they're going to win 11 games.
Cloop. Is there a more public play than taking the Hard Knocks team over?
Yeah, Hard Knocks is one of those things. They're just going to – they're sell. It's
they're so
sell.
Good at making them look good.
It's a sell job.
You could do the Jetties and make them look good.
I want to get the stat from you. Talk to Elias.
Okay.
Hard Knocks teams over-under win totals.
Wow, you don't need Elias for that, dude. You see the grinder. We'll get John on that.
Get on the Google. Kloop, you want to talk unders?
All right, I'm playing the Raiders under 9.5. I just think it's public.
I actually saw that.
It's pouring in on them. Everyone's all in on Carr, coming back on the broken leg, Marshawn Lynch.
That division's so tough.
And look, it's not easy. There's no easy games in that division. There's no easy games in that division. And in general, I just think the move to Vegas, they become a very public side, huge Super Bowl money. I'm going the other way, under 9.5.
I love that clue. And to tail that, Kloop, Falcons under 9.5.
Love that play as well.
Same exact reasons you just listed. That number makes no sense.
Makes absolutely no sense.
You get 20 guys in a room, 18 of them are saying over 9.5.
I'll tell you what, the Falcons are playing the Bears on Sunday. The Bears getting 7 at home. Look out, Chicago.
Yeah, you get a loss there. And then I got one more under, Lions 7.5. You kidding?
Zach, the look on his face is one of disgust right now.
they're
7.5 wins.
They're gonna be 5-11, guaranteed.
Under
the highest paid QB.
Under Lions, under whoever else I said. Falcons.
5.5 Bears under. Chris. No.
Hate that
play.
No.
Chris, are you serious?
Alex, you're going to go over
three. The Bears are going to win six games?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over Tampa Bay,
if the Bears,
Arizona,
public,
under if, Chicago. Public.
If the Bears
I live
win,
in the public.
Listen, if the Bears win over 5.5, you have to buy a Mitch Trubisky player tee.
Deal.
And Wendy's for me.
There you go.
Wendy's for everyone.
Wow.
We're going to have the spicy tenders flying around.
Yeah, that's
here.
A mistake. Zach will spend $100 in Wendy's in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I had a bet with my buddy. Your loser had to pay for whatever you want from Domino's, and you got to read that fine print, whatever you want.
Yeah, how big was that order?
We were eating Domino's for 2 weeks.
They had to bring two delivery guys.
That is, you really do have to read the fine print with you.
Yeah.
I've learned that in deals over the years.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get you, Clip. He
All right, before we move on to the TV preview, can we go with our most watchable group of quarterbacks coming up on Sunday of these three?
Yeah, you love them.
All right, here you we go. Them. Jets, Bills, we have the aforementioned Peterman against Josh McCown, Nate Peterman. Colts, Rams, we have Tolzien versus Goff. And Texans, Jags, we have Tommy Savage versus Blake Bottle Service Bortles.
I don't know what's
most excited for Texans, Jags, Savage, and Bortles.
Yeah, that one shouldn't be in the group with the others. They're because those really, quarterbacks are both good.
They're both very good. It's a week one matchup I'm legitimately excited about.
If you take Bills Mafia's passion out of this thing, like, who wants to go open up Buffalo's season with Peterman McCown? I mean, that is just a
dude,
tough
Nathan
one.
Peterman, no one. There's no one that knows who that is.
Is that in? Is that in?
That's in Buffalo. Yeah, that's Bills Mafia.
Peterman's given points.
And Peterman is giving.
Yeah.
Bet opener think, yeah. at Buffalo, Peterman yeah. McCown.
Who's
Peterman
going up to the window?
Like, if you had told him last year during the Pitt season that he was going to be favored starting week one
in
the NFL.
He was concussed badly in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Well, that would have helped.
It seems to me like this game would be the perfect Bills experience.
I thought you were going to say Super Bowl.
Who no, goes up
I
to
mean,
the window and
the
says...
Bills Super Bowl, but week one, the whole season ahead of them. This is what they live for week one every year.
Is the public going to be on Peterman there, Clue?
Can you imagine being in Vegas for the weekend? You go up to the window and you say, you know, I'm going to take the Bills laying the three with
give
Peterman.
Give me the Mafia.
I don't think they would do it for you.
They're like, sir, here's
we
your
recommend
number.
You have
do
to
that.
Call and just talk to them. They'll help you. Clue, take them home with Fall TV. Real and fake. I hope I'm not excited about the fake shows because I won't be able to watch them. We'll have more on In the Loop coming up, but first we have to tell you about Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico's been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
All right, Kloop's Fall TV preview. Everybody knows the rules here. I will be giving you...
Everyone knows the rules.
Everybody knows the rules about Kloop's Fall TV
them.
Preview. So the rules are this. I will be describing two television shows, one real, one fake, and I will be asking my brothers to try to guess which one is
you
real,
can play
which
at home.
One is fake.
You can play at home.
And, yeah, what'd you say?
You yeah, can
yeah,
play along
yeah,
at home.
And we encourage you to play along. And we encourage the listener to play along and maybe give feedback.
Yeah, you got one wrong, you say that was a good one, Clue.
Constructive feedback.
Add Clue.
Like Gunnar Esiason with
add
the triple
Clue, put the O's or sure. Zeros.
Okay. Here we go. We begin with the show Deception coming this fall to ABC. When his career is ruined by scandal, superstar magician Cameron Black has only one place to turn to his to practice his art of deception, influence, and illusion. The FBI. Using every trick in the book and inventing new ones, he will help the government catch the world's most elusive criminals while staging the biggest illusions of his career. Okay, that's one. Now here's number two.
You guess after?
So magician FBI.
Yes, magician come up FBI agent. It's going to be very good.
It sounds very good.
And now for number two, I have Heaven Again coming this fall on the CW. The Camden family that stole our hearts in the 90s in Seventh Heaven returns. Following the lives of Lucy, Matt, and Simon, faith, family, and values are tested as three previously lovable teens face adulthood under the watchful eye of Reverend and now Grandpa Eric Camden.
It has to be... I think the second one has to be the real one just because I think you're excited about it and that's why you wanted to do this segment.
Keep going, Clue.
Zach,
No, you can pick this. Let's do it. We can
go
do
ahead.
One at a time.
Oh, between pick. Those yeah. two, one of them's real,
which
one of them's
real.
Fake.
Yeah,
but the first one's real.
Zach's correct. There will be no Seventh Heaven remake.
After
no
all that stuff with reboot? Reverend Camden, dude. No shot.
Oh, I forgot.
How no. good was Seventh Heaven, by the way?
I forgot.
Not
I
as
forgot.
Good as Dawson's Creek, but yeah. good.
Okay.
No Seventh Heaven reboot.
No. I would have heard about that.
Are you sure?
I would have heard about that for sure.
I actually think it's a good idea.
Though. Yeah, if you're listening out there, any network execs.
Dude, the magician one sounds too good. That's going to be awesome.
Okay. All right. Next, Judgment Day. This fall on FX, Brian Dennehy stars as a famously harsh judge in a small town in Kansas whose mysterious past is unraveled as he takes on a high-profile celebrity murder trial. With the walls closing in on him, Judge Gill will stop at nothing to protect his secrets. Co-starring Matthew Fox from Lost as the young judge, this single-season drama begins September 18th. Next,
no
we
shot.
Next, we have The Good Doctor. The Good Doctor comes this fall to ABC. Sean Murphy, a young surgeon with autism and savant syndrome, relocates from a quiet country life to join a prestigious hospital's surgical unit. Alone in the world and unable to connect with those around him, Sean uses his extraordinary medical gifts to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues.
Second one real, first one fake.
Dennehy's a dead giveaway.
Dennehy's a dead giveaway.
Tell me
Chris.
That doesn't sound like a good show.
How did you come up with the kid from Lost?
And
that's dark,
and
dude.
Judge Gill? You are such
seriously.
A
did you IMDb Lost to find a character from there or what?
Yeah, Jack from Lost. Matthew Fox. He's famous. He's
Matthew
famous.
Fox
oh, Matthew
is
Fox.
Relatively famous.
Okay,
Danny, he was the giveaway.
All right, so this one I don't have two. I just have one, and I want you to guess this.
I doubt this is real.
The Sound. In this cutting-edge buddy cop dramedy, Tom Arnold, the lovable lifetime patrol officer, and Jada Pinkett Smith, the savvy marine biologist, patrol the waters of sleepy Long Island Sound. With a partnership heating up and an unknown poisonous agent infecting the water supply, these two will take on more than just crime. Like, that's not real.
I know it's not, dude.
You just wanted to share.
Tommy Arnold. That would have been another dead giveaway.
Tom Arnold
actor.
And Jada Pinkett Smith and a buddy cop.
You expected us to buy that? Come on. No,
that one I know is a little out there.
That was for the fans.
Alex, I fooled you into thinking there was a Seventh Heaven reboot, so don't start.
That was dumb, dude. Touché. You thought that magician show was fake?
FBI?
That's going to be good, dude.
Coming this fall.
You guys, I got bad news about the Bills. Tyrod Taylor cleared to play. We'll start versus the Jets.
Oh, God. So all the Peterman stuff we can ignore.
All the Peterman stuff, yeah.
Throw all the Peterman stuff out.
That's the most Peterman content you probably got this week on a podcast,
and
though.
That you might get all year.
It's
so.
A little old, sure, but it's good.
Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.